From the New Forces Rebel Headquarters, Kamagate confirmed that the plane carrying Mr. Soro was fired on when it landed in the central city of Bouake, a stronghold of the rebel movement. Gate says the rebel group has no indication of who is responsible for the attack. Journalist Seretiki Konate works for Mr. Soro's cabinet and was on the plane when the attack occurred.
Just when the plane landed in Bouake, maybe at 10:30, 10:40, we heard two explosions inside the plane. And according to the people who were outside, said it was some short-wave rocket, the RPG.
Konate says he saw three people dead. Sources close to the prime minister say shots continued to be heard as the convoy traveled from the airport to the center of town. Konate says several injured members of the convoy were taken to a French-run hospital in the area. He says Mr. Soro is unharmed and safe.
And now I can see him in his office. He's going upstairs to his office now.
Konate says shooting has stopped, but everyone is on alert.
For the time being, the situation is calm. We don't know exactly what may happen. There are a lot of soldiers inside the headquarters of the rebels.
Mr. Soro had traveled to Bouake from the capital Abidjan to preside over a ceremony restoring a judicial system to the rebel-held area. Tensions have reportedly escalated in recent weeks as many rebels have expressed discontent with Mr. Soro's cooperation with his former opponent, President Laurent Gbagbo. Mr. Soro was named prime minister of Mr. Gbagbo's government as part of a peace deal earlier this year. President Gbagbo is expected in Bouake on July 5th for a ceremony to celebrate disarmament and reconciliation. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.